This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica passes 10th IMF review. Cupis Bridge in North Clarendon to be renovated, and Bureau of Standards steps up compliance drive for block manufacturers. The news in detail after the break.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Jamaica is to receive $39.3 million in budgetary support after successfully completing its 10th quarterly review under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. A press release issued by the IMF Wednesday said the agency is commending the government for its impressive track record of strong program implementation under the Extended Fund Facility. Notably, macroeconomic stability has improved, inflation and the current account deficit have fallen significantly, business confidence continues to be strong, and private credit growth is showing signs of recovery. Public debt, the statement added, is also falling. The IMF Executive Board also notes that continued structural reforms should help boost investment and growth by sustainably reducing energy costs, improving financial access, and upgrading public infrastructure. It also says concrete efforts are needed to modernize the public sector and improve the efficiency of public services. The IMF says it is also essential to strengthen fiscal revenues by improving customs and tax administration and broadening the tax base. Government is to spend over $700 million to replace the 100-year-old Cupis Bridge in North Clarendon. A contract was signed on Wednesday between the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing and China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC, for the 14-month project.
The bridge has been designed to the highest standards required, and it will be a major improvement to the infrastructure of Northern Clarendon. It's well needed, and I'm pleased to be associated with this.
Transport and Works Minister Dr. Omar Davies. The works are part of the multi-billion dollar major development infrastructure program now being implemented. The new bridge will form a significant plank of government's efforts at improving the roadway from Maypen in Clarendon to Discovery Bay St. Anne, and is central to major works underway from Soursop Turn to Chapelton. Approximately $1.2 billion is being spent to rehabilitate this 10-kilometer length of roadway. A second phase of work is slated to start in the next financial year and will see an additional 10 kilometers of roadway from Chapelton to Trout Hall being rehabilitated. Work on the new bridge will begin in January 2016. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ is intensifying activities to increase the compliance rate among block makers. Director of the Regulatory Division at the BSJ, Oreen Henry, says the Industrial Training Unit is now in the process of planning a developmental training program for local manufacturers.
We find that there might be some competence issues, so we're now putting together a program. We have identified experts, and early in the new year, there will be a training program, and they will be certified at the end of the training program.
Ms. Henry says the four regional offices are also carrying out inspections of block operations across the country. In the meantime, Acting Executive Director of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, Maurice Lewin, says the agency is looking to expand its civil department to the Montego Bay area. He says the move is part of efforts to increase compliance among block manufacturers in the country.
We're also having discussions surrounding a mobile testing unit so that we can be more responsive. Because part of the challenge that you'll see is that the block makers don't necessarily have the wherewithal to test their blocks, and so they have to rely on us. If we can have a mobile testing facility, it can provide support for them to make a sample, test it to see whether or not their mixture and so on will meet the standard before they go and make an entire batch of blocks.
The regulator will be convening a meeting next month with all stakeholders to inform them of the way forward concerning the hollow concrete blocks used in the construction sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.